This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number three is inbound, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Slather mine all over. I mean, every weapon I own smells like the York peppermint patty. Now, one of the things that some people are worried about is that, well, here's what we know. And this is according to polls, once again. And you know how I feel about polls. But they're saying that 1 in 6 Americans say they're buying guns now, and half of them expect there to be some kind of violence on voting day. I don't know how, I don't know how I feel about that. At this particular point, seeing as how the Donald Trump supporters have been beaten up in a lot of cases by the liberals that get bussed in, I don't know how long it's, I don't know that anybody from the Donald Trump side is going to shoot anybody or beat anybody up. And now, on the other hand, I do know that there is probably a very, just based off of empirical evidence, that the gun grabbers love to snatch guns off of people and shoot them with them. So we're already seeing violent outbursts surrounding this presidential election results. Reporters interviewing Trump supporters at rallies and national polls showing likely voters are expecting Election Day violence. Like I said, I don't know how much I agree with all this stuff I'm throwing at you. Consumer trend tracking firms saying demand is rising for gun purchases, and rhetoric from the longstanding cadre of right-wing loudmouths all suggests some type of ugly response. A press release from Elementum, I don't know who Elementum is, said that 16% of Americans plan on buying a gun as a result of the upcoming election. The real-time supply chain platform company polled 2,000 Americans from October 20th to 24th and found that among those living in the South, 19% will buy guns, and among Gen Xers, the number is nearly 23%, especially among women, 24%. So, they look upon this as wrapping oneself in the flag and taking up arms and joining the far-right militia embracing fringe. But the urge, they say, has found a new way in the Trump campaign, led by a presidential candidate who says the vote will be stolen unless he wins, a manager who publishes bomb-throwing Breitbart news, and backers who get their news from even more extreme sources like conspiracist Alex Jones of InfoWars. Well, here's what I would say to all of that, okay? First things first. What about all that stuff that Alex talks about that comes true? What about that? Why? If Alex was going by the name of George Will, would it matter? Or Kevin Williamson or Jonah Goldberg or any of those guys? See, what most people don't want to understand is that lots and lots of people get the idea that the media is lying through their teeth to them, has been lying through their teeth, tries to shape things, tries to put things in a way to where they can run whatever's going on. We get that now. Everybody gets that now. But they continue. Just this week, conservative talk show hosts like Joe Walsh, the former Illinois congressman turned AM shouter, were promising this militant line: on November 8th, I'm voting for Trump. On November 9th, if Trump loses, I'm grabbing my musket. Okay, here's the deal. For all of you that think that that can't happen, I'm reminded, I was watching today, ever since this thing with Wiener came up, Anthony Wiener, former disgraced representative, had to get kicked out by Nancy Pelosi, and then he wanted to be the mayor of New York, and then he got found out that he can't even control himself enough to not sext a 15-year-old. When I figured out that that he was involved in this thing now with because Huma, showing all kinds of judgment, used the same laptop that he used with all of his child pedophilia on it to have some classified emails on there as well. I decided to look at him one more time. It'd been a while since I looked at him. I had to get that feeling of Anthony Wiener back. This is a guy that believes that he can say and do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and there's never going to be anything done against him. Now, I look upon people like the Anthony Wieners of the world, who probably weighs 160 pounds, and, he's very bombastic and very loud and very combative with his vernacular. And I look at those guys and I say, these guys wouldn't last 5 seconds. Because reality is a very harsh mistress once you embrace her. And, Trump's people are not the ones that are backing Black Lives Matter. Trump's people are not the ones throwing the cops under the bus and, enjoying it when they get roasted like pigs in a blanket. Trump's people are not the ones going to places and beating up people just for having a different idea. So don't get out here and point the finger at me because I have guns. And, people like Alex Jones, who has every right to say whatever he wants, whenever he wants, especially, most of the stuff he's saying about the left, all the stuff he's saying about the left, absolutely true. So getting out there just because they don't like his style of delivery, okay, I actually kind of think that sometimes Alex may be a little softer than I am sometimes, because I'm out here talking about when you guys turned around the corner with the mob coming to beat up the hapless supporters of a differing idea, and you come across 5 or 6 people like me suited up and ready for you to come. That's a little different. I don't know if Alex talks about that stuff or not. So I'm not worried about what anybody else is worried about. Here's the deal. The Democrats are trying to steal this election. That's out in the open. Sorry. If we don't think it's legitimate, don't sit there and try to steal things from us and subvert liberty and the process you claim to love and expect us to sit back and say that, of course, everything that just happened is legitimate. Of course, we recognize Hillary Clinton as our president. No, we don't. For everything, there is an end. There's something for you to chew on. For everything, there is an end. And the hold on the ideas of the left, that's come to an end. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
takes this. This is lethal lubrication applied. Frog lube. Check them out. Here we have a little sick happenstance. You know, the inner workings of any organization is always very revealing. And, of course, what we've been seeing out of the Hillary machine is quite eye-opening. And there's this new WikiLeaks dump that reveals that the staffers were happy about the killing of a black teenager because they believe the incident could be used to advance Hillary's gun control agenda. I have often said that the gun grabbers tap dance in the blood of the innocents, and they're tap dancing and pirouetting and spinning and everything else. From BizPak Review, newly released emails from WikiLeaks shows Hillary Clinton staffers debating how they can best use the death of a black man to further their agenda. The email began as a request for an essay by Clinton from Marie Claire, who was partnering with Harvard University on a study about women and guns, but it quickly devolved into brainstorming ideas on how to push the campaign's anti-gun and racial narratives. They began discussing an article published in The Guardian where the mother of Jordan Davis, a black teenager murdered by a white man for playing music loud, called the killing a legal lynching despite the fact that the murderer, Michael David Dunn, was convicted and sentenced to life in prison. Da'Ara Ballinger, the director of engagement for Hillary for America, could hardly contain her excitement at this. She wrote, "This is great. The only flag here is that Jordan Davis was killed by a white man, so arguably this crime was racially motivated, which takes us outside the discussion of gun violence." So, here I'm actually looking at the email. You know where I stand on this. It can be racially motivated and gun violence should still be part of the discussion. Even more so here, given that Jordan's mom is one of the leading gun violence prevention proponents in the country. In reply, Da'Ara Ballinger wrote back, "This is great. My edits are attached. The only flag here is that Jordan Davis was killed by a white man, so arguably this crime was racially motivated, which takes us out that side of the discussion of gun violence. Was there another mother in the Chicago meeting where the shooting was not racially motivated? If yes, we should use that story instead of Jordan Davis. Thanks." Just think, if you would, what would happen if this was coming from the Trump campaign. Just imagine that, if you would. Coming from, who's this coming from? Is this from The Guardian? I think it's from The Guardian. Yeah, it's from The Guardian. Here they decide to have a discussion concerning the vicious debate over gun control. That's what they do in Britain. They have this debate all the time. And, of course, the NRA is a big, bad boogeyman because they constantly come up with new ways to be terrible. And that's interesting that they look at it that way. But this is the interesting part. And this what's this pilgrim's name? What is this cat's name here? S.E. Smith. S.E. Smith says, "I'm noting more and more rhetoric suggesting that gun ownership is a human right and that people like Secretary Clinton are violating human rights by expressing a desire to put checks on gun ownership and curtail some of its worst abuses." He states that is a creative new argument, and it's also one that's very wrong. He can see why people are doing it. There's a growing sensitivity to human rights, and suggesting that something is an inalienable entitlement makes it seem ironclad. It's an example of how the right attempts to use the language and tools of the left against it, often highly effectively. After all, the logic goes, if marrying anyone you want is a human right, and we frown upon any attempts to abridge or interfere with that right, then surely if gun ownership is declared a human right, then the left will be forced to defend the right. And then they show a little schematic showing 1,000 mass shootings in 1,260 days. This is what America's gun crisis looks like. But he's not done. The thing is, he says, I'm not going to play the dictionary game here, but suffice to say that gun ownership doesn't really mean any of the standards we use to define a human right. It's not even a civil right, even though a section of the Constitution appears to suggest that the founders intended to protect gun ownership as part of the civil rights of citizens in their new nation. Well, they did mean it to be an individual right, not in the context of militias, and they favored They did not. They favored everybody have their own weapons. They did not favor gun control. He says they favored pretty aggressive gun control, sort of like his countrymen did when they showed up to try to take guns from people in Lexington and Concord. Yeah. He says that a human right has to do with something intrinsic to who you are as a human being and your most basic needs. Health care, food, housing, and water are human rights. They are all critical things that human beings need to stay alive. What about if you're born in a place where those things are not in abundant supply? What then? How does that work out? He also thinks that access to reproductive health services is a human right. So, abortion is a human right. The ability to participate freely in society regardless of race and religion and ethnicity and gender and sexuality or disability status is also a human right. These are things society is supposed to guarantee us because we're part of society and these things are integral to our very identities. But he does not think that owning a gun places you in a protected class of society. It's not integral to the inextricable identity of a human being. You can put a gun down and no longer be a person holding a gun. You cannot become un-Muslim for an afternoon or take off your black skin to walk through the streets. While a gun owner may participate in gun culture, many enjoy interacting with guns and fellow gun owners as a recreational activity, may even integrate their healthy activity heavily into daily life. Gun ownership still isn't about identity. No, it isn't. You are, in that, you are correct. You are absolutely correct in that. However, what it is about is it is about me having options. That's exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted. The Founding Fathers thought that your people, whoever, S.E. Smith at The Guardian, your people were tyrants, and they threw those yokes off, and they fully intended that they themselves, their successors, might have to be fought by the people. And that's why they put it in place. And it doesn't matter what you think, and it doesn't matter what you say. Okay? He's got a picture of a guy with an infant and a Joe Dirt haircut with a gun. Oh, it just cracks me up. Brits, get over it. You guys are subjects, and we're humans. Thanks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, which will be joined tomorrow night by Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, it works, and it works really good. Not too long. Well, it's been a while. I don't know how many years it's been. First heard about it, and I was dancing a jig, because hallelujah, finally we had something to be cut off of the budget. Some spending cuts. Yeah. Yeah. Finally, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama found something he could agree to cut in our federal budget. Debt, he doubled nearly to $20 trillion. That's so welcome news, isn't it, right? Yeah. Maybe not. That's because the budget cutting comes at the expense of the men and the women and their families of the United States military. These are the people alone among Americans who offered to give their lives to protect and defend us. Now, much of this appalling and often petty behavior on the part of Obama and his administration came to light as a result of the recent action by officials of the state of California, who had demanded that members of the state's National Guard return the amounts of money they had been provided for enlisting for active duty, in effect, an enlistment bonus. Nothing new. I got one when I joined in 1984. The American public was horrified, as well as they should have been. I was horrified and infuriated. At this point, it looks like the Obama DOD henchmen who are attempting to implement this heinous policy may be backing down in their demands. What has simultaneously come to light, however, is that there are officials from other states who have taken steps to get similar recruitment bonus money back from members of the military who received it, despite that many of these members of the military were deployed numerous times to Iraq, Afghanistan, and other dangerous military assignments around the world. Other equally nasty maneuvers by Obama and his minions in their continued attempts to act out their contempt for the U.S. military include using a loophole in the U.S. code. Obama deferred a pay raise to the military for the third year in a row, while simultaneously seeking to increase the federal minimum wage for illegal aliens to $10.10 an hour. This edict on the part of Obama, for example, translates in the military that an Army pay grade E-4 with less than 3 years' service will be worth about the same as the lowest paid American worker. So in other words, if you have a family, you have dependents, you qualify for food stamps while serving the country. Military families and retirees to pay sharply more for health care while leaving unionized civilian defense workers' benefits untouched. Cutting $1.8 billion from the TRICARE medical system in fiscal 2013 and another $12.9 by 2017. Which I guess TRICARE is now what provides their health care. Calls for increases between 30 and 78% in TRICARE for annual premiums for the first year of this proposed cut. And after that, the plan would impose five-year increases ranging from 94% to 345%, more than three times current levels. Didn't the Guardian guy just tell us that you're having access to health care is a human right? Now, a retired Army colonel provided an example of this Obama proposal. He currently, with his family, pays $460 per year for health care, and we should let him pay a lot less or none. And under the new plan, he would pay $2,048, which, for a colonel, that's not a whole lot of money. And I don't know if this is going to be based on their pay grade or whatever. Another new Obama-cutting proposal would hit active duty personnel by astronomically increasing copayments for pharmaceuticals and eliminating incentives for using generic drugs. A proposed new annual fee for TRICARE for life on top of monthly premiums members of the military already pay, while some benefits will become means tested in the manner of a social program treating them like welfare recipients instead of benefits for military service. The goal of Obama military budget cutters' increased fees is to reduce military members' involvement in TRICARE and have them eventually opt out of the program in favor of alternatives established by Obamacare. Obama recently requested cuts for the Defense Commissaries Agency by more than $4 billion. Proposed commissary cuts designed to put an end to those necessary military stores were referred to by the American Federal Government Employees Organization as a death spiral for commissaries. They would no longer be a convenient bargain for military families, and this would be a false saving, as cuts would include those employees who are in large part military spouses. No kidding. Cuts would not only decimate the employees' pay and hours, it would also make some employees ineligible for insurance benefits and job protections. It was determined that this amount was almost invisible in the DOD budget, but it means the world to military members and their families, especially when they are abroad. No matter, he wants this expenditure cut. At a naval base that's home to many sailors in the special warfare community, a large tarp is pulled over the base's only outdoor lap pool. This came in time to cancel any 4th of July celebrations for the members of the military and their families at that base. Similar such appalling orders were issued and implemented in military bases around the nation, all for the 4th of July. Demonstrations of patriotism are clearly not valued in the Obama administration. And while he finds these cost-cutting measures everywhere designed to have significant impact on members of the U.S. military and their families, useless and ridiculous diversity and transgender programs at a great cost to the American taxpayer, they are abounding. Millions upon millions are being spent to fund myriad luxury vacations for Obama, his wife, his family, his in-laws, his entourage, again funded by me and you, Billions are spent in ransom payments to the Iranian government with the authorization and or knowledge of no one in the American government, much less with the permission of the American populace. And there's all kinds of other egregious mis-expenditures of public funds. And, you know, the worst is that billions upon billions have been unauthorized by the same American taxpayers are being spent on funding the innumerable illegal aliens that are flooding this country and taking American jobs, resources, and safety, all orchestrated by Obama and his minions in plain view. And it's been made clear that no one who opposes such lawlessness either can or is willing to take the necessary steps to stop it. In the meantime, our country and our military are being destroyed. The government of the United States, led by uber-leftist Barack Obama and his anointed Hillary Clinton, take much better care of the illegal aliens that they're importing to the U.S. than they do of the people in the military. This is an aberration. It is not what we should allow to have. This should not be going on. Trump says he'll fix this. I say we give him a chance. I see, you know, I got out of the military because I couldn't afford to be broke all the time anymore. I loved being in it. I hated being broke. That's not the way for us to be. One more time, I give this back to GCN. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, Theatrical Screenings on Demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It works, and it works great. I want to do, I don't know his last name. Doug, you sent me an email about a possible topic. Shout out to you for pointing this out to me. Thank you, Doug. Another one of the ninjas out there watching out for me. See, the Atlantic magazine is as liberal as both of your arms are long. Every now and again, however, when they're trying to make a point, they inadvertently post something or put something out there that is, shall we say, not what they meant to do. So here we just have this article about the turmoil going on in Venezuela. And they reveal with the story that the reason why the highly dissatisfied citizenry of that troubled nation are unable to remove their highly unpopular government, they don't have any guns. The government and their goons have all the guns. Oh, gosh. This is put together by associate editor Siddhartha Mahanta. And the subtitle reveals the bottom line of why the folks in Venezuela are stuck in their horrible situation. Large numbers of citizens want to oust Nicolas Maduro, but he commands the loyalty of many men with guns. Oh, no. Siddhartha spoke to Francisco Toro, a columnist for the Washington Post and executive editor of Caracas Chronicles, a Venezuela-focused news and analysis site. Toro has long predicted that if the government failed to handle the referendum process shrewdly, the people would respond. And they have. So is the end nearing for Maduro. And then the interview reveals that the main reason the end might not be so near is the guns and who owns the guns. So coming from Mr. Toro, when the logic of violence takes over the protest, the government is going to win because they have more guys with more guns who are better organized and better trained. Mr. Mahanta, being a liberal, which means clueless, followed up with another question. He said, one thing I'm curious about is how does Maduro retain enough support going forward to hang on to power? Where is his genuine source of support at this point? To which Mr. Toro replies, people with guns. That includes the military, of course, which has been given enormous privileges during the last 18 years. It has been put in charge of mining businesses, been part of the oil industry and smuggling and cocaine and a lot of other things. There's a long list of Venezuelan guys who were sanctioned and generals who have lost their visas, and the U.S. DEA has investigations on them. It's not really in doubt. So men with guns, the military, but not just the military. It's also the paramilitarization of the ruling party. So the PSUV, or Partido Socialista Unida, Unido de Venezuela, has what are called colectivos. And they are sort of grassroots supporter civilians who are armed and organized. What they are is paramilitaries. They are armed civilian groups that support the government. The degree of tactical cooperation between the armed security forces and these paramilitary groups is shocking now. And they're not trying to hide it. And these days, there's Twitter. You can't even hide things. You can't hide things even if you want to. So that's the reason why the Chavista government banned private ownership of guns. Coming from a BBC report, June 2012. Venezuela bans private gun ownership. They brought a new gun law into effect, which bans the commercial sale of firearms and ammunition. Until now, anyone with a gun permit could buy arms from a private company. Under the new law, only the army, the police, and certain groups like security companies will be able to buy arms from the state-owned weapons manufacturer and importer. The official reason for the gun ban was to reduce the murder rate. How'd that work out? Well, the Venezuelan Violence Observatory estimated that 27,875 killings occurred this year, pushing the homicide rate up to 90 per 100,000 residents, whereas ours is 4.3. Last year, its count was 82 per 100,000. How's that working? It's not working very well. It's not working very well. Think of it this way. In order for them, they had to increase by 8% to get to 90. Okay? By a factor of 8. So when you look at that, when we're at 4.3, that means they had to have about 16,000 extra murders to get that jump. Now, the exit question here, should the NRA give an award to the Atlantic magazine for the best article of the year to reveal the importance of the Second Amendment, even if it was entirely accidental? Yes, I think we should. I leave you with this. There's this cat named Ron Virata. He's a San Francisco teacher, school principal, and public speaker. Mr. Virata believes he has a solution to the gun proliferation problem. It's all based on an index card system developed for students. The student fills out a freedom request. They flip the card and write the responsibilities they must fulfill to earn their freedom. The teacher signs off on the card and the deal begins. They're looking for no homework and they want to pass the test. In a video, Mr. Verdona explains how the freedom responsibility index card system should apply to guns. He says a straightforward solution to the proliferation of guns would be to create responsibility cards in these communities or states where their collective consciousness is high enough to do so. Anyone making, selling, or purchasing or otherwise owning a firearm designed to kill people would by law be mandated to complete a card denoting that they understand their legal, moral, social, and financial responsibility for such merchandising, ownership, or possession. Anyone failing to do so would be deemed not responsible enough to have a weapon. Notice that his admission is that his little responsibility cards could only be mandated in those communities or states where their collective consciousness is high enough. So in other words, he's admitting that most people are too stupid to realize the true genius of his plan. Like many gun control advocates and many educators, Mr. Veranda believes he's a better judge of what's good for the public than they are. Unlike the immature public, his consciousness is sufficiently elevated, whatever that means, to deem who's responsible enough to have a weapon, any weapon. Teachers knows best. That's the basis of all tyranny. Now, of course, Mr. Veranda doesn't see his government-mandated firearms freedom responsibility card system as tyrannical, even though it's an excellent example of a government purity test. Right now, you have the allegiance-swearing oaths beloved to the current Chinese dictatorship and, historically speaking, the Spanish Inquisition. He says no freedom is denied by mandating such a card. It's just placed in a more rational, responsible format. Set into law, those cards would remind us and hold us accountable for the fact that responsibility for an action always has to match the potential for irresponsibility of the same action. Might one think twice about buying or selling a pistol or an assault rifle, knowing that all you have is on the line? I'm not sure how the bureaucrats administering this particular system would hold a gun manufacturer, seller, or owner responsible for the actions any more than, say, current laws regarding the criminal manufacture, sale, or use of arms. And we have plenty of those, but I have a sneaking suspicion they find some novel way to infringe upon our gun rights. So, if you need another reason to think twice about his firearm freedom responsibility card proposal, remember that his matter-of-fact declaration that assault rifles have no place in a moral, sensible, and healthy society. And what's more, to think otherwise is foolish and invites violence. I leave you with that. We'll be back in 21 hours from between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.